Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given this morning. I trust you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord this morning. Present your body a living sacrifice this morning and to enter in through his gates with thanksgiving, through his courts with praise. Come before his presence with singing, gladness in his heart, in your heart this morning. I rejoicing in the God of our salvation. If you don't know what that means, Mr. Baptist, I want to tell you, you ought to go to church with a smile on your face. Amen. Don't just drag in, thank God, sit down on the pew with your arms crossed, say, now, preacher, do something to stir me. I tell you, you ought to go to the house of God and rejoice and get involved in the service. Thank God. And go to Sunday school. I tell you, that's where you get it started this morning. And then get up in the choir. Thank you. Oh, I can't sing, preacher. Well, anybody can sing in a choir. Amen. Get up in the choir and sing and lift up your voice and your heart. And then when the service starts, say amen and lift up your hands. Get it. Get involved. Stir up the the gift in you. The Bible said, encourage yourself in the Lord your God. Think yourself happy. And so you ought to go to the house of God to escape all the rudiments of this world, and just for a little while to realize that this world's not your final home. There is something better, thank God, lies ahead. And for the child of God, we can always look up no matter how bad things get, and know that our redemption is drawing nigh. You remember these on our prayer list this morning. Pray for them daily. Remember Cecil Paris and also Miss Polly this morning. Remember little Bella Paris and also Maxine Jones. Remember Louise Cooper that's been in the hospital. We certainly want to pray for her this morning. Remember Tina Jennings that had surgery this past week. Remember, keep remembering Dottie Forsythe in your prayers. Also, Brother Charles Latta. You keep praying for him this morning. Special request for Kenneth Walling. And, of course, our heart goes out to Jamie Mitchell and his family and their loss this week. We certainly want to pray for them that God would comfort and undertake for their needs this morning. Keep praying for Harry and Helen Odom this morning. Also, Bob and Linda Schaefer. And also, Miss Zula Ellis. Remember her in prayer this morning. We certainly hope this song would be a blessing to you this morning. I also like to remind you now, this morning, we're at 10:45, starts our homecoming here at Mountain View, and we want to invite you all to come be with us, and Brother Titus Chris will be preaching this morning. Then, of course, after service, we want to invite everyone to come have lunch with us here, and then tonight, we'll start our revival. Throughout the week, Brother Chris Kernut will be here with us tomorrow night on Monday, and Brother Andy Coker on Tuesday, and Shane Cloud on Wednesday, and Jeremy Jones on Thursday, and then Brother Paul Taylor will be here on Friday. And so we're excited about revival, 7 o'clock each night, and I want to invite you to come. Boy, we didn't get to have revival stuff last year, and it's been a long, dry season. We certainly need it in our church and in our hearts this morning. And then next week, the week after, starting on the 30th, I believe that Barreton Baptist Church is having their revival. And Brother John David Dorsey would be with them. So we want to certainly pray for them, and I hope that you'll get out to these revivals, and just let God bless you this morning. So I hope this song will be a blessing to you.
Yeah.
Amen. I don't know if you've ever been under attack by the devil. I don't know if you've ever had to wrestle with the powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places through the night. I tell you, I sure am glad there's coming a day that we can leave him behind. In fact, I want to preach about one of those days this morning. In Revelation chapter 20, verse number 1, the Bible said, I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Our Heavenly Father, now God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you, God, for such a wonderful day, God, that you've given the very breath, Father, that you put in our lungs this morning, God. And I thank you most of all for salvation this morning, God, that you put your seal upon our soul this morning, God. And Lord, that we're preserved and reserved unto the day of salvation this morning, God. And I thank you, Lord, for a place to worship this morning, God, to go and present our bodies a living sacrifice unto you this morning. Morning, God. And Father, I thank you for your precious word and the Holy Ghost of God this morning, Lord, that stirs in the corridors of our soul this morning, God. And I do pray you'd have the reins of the services this morning, God, where your people are gathered together. I pray you'd orchestrate the worship this morning, God, that your wonderful name of your Son be lifted up and exalted among your people, Lord. May you draw all of us unto yourself. Lord, may you bring someone to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God. Lord, that you'd reclaim that backslider this morning, God, or throw out the lifeline out of that one that feels they're about to go under this morning, oh God, I pray. Lord, you just move in a mighty way this morning, stir the hearts and lives of your people. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you, God, the minister unto these that we've made mention, the sick this morning, God, and the afflicted. Visit, Lord, the homes of those, God, that are bedfast. Have the hospital rooms of those, God, that are confined, and at the nursing homes this morning, God. Oh, I pray how you'd encourage their hearts this morning, God. And Lord, for all of this, we'll be mindful to give you the thanks and the praise and the glory for it all this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This morning, verse number 3, the Bible said he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. Amen. I want to preach on the thought this morning, when the Lord shuts the devil up. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, I'm glad the Bible tells us of an event that's going to take place one of these days, that God is going to shut the devil up. Amen. I know the Bible talks about here in verse 1, the angel and the key and the chain. Dear friend, and I don't think it's the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to debate about it. But I don't think the Lord even want to get his hands dirty. Dear friend, putting it on that old slimy serpent. I dear friend, the Bible even didn't even say it was a strong angel, as it did in Revelation 5. But the fact is, this angel had authority and power to come down and to bind Satan up and shut him up. Amen. I dear friend, this morning, I'll tell you, he had a long run. He's been popping his gums ever since Eden. Amen. He came to kill, to steal, and destroy. He is the father of life. And he has sowed discord among the brethren. He has spread lies. He has wrought confusion. Dear friend, he has, dear friend, destroyed and discouraged the hearts of God's people this morning. Dear friend, but I sure am glad there's coming a time when the Lord's going to shut him up. He may be the roaring lion. He may be the prince of the power of this air. He may be the god of this world and the ruler of darkness, but there's a time when God's going to bind him and gag him. Thank God this morning he'll be speechless. Man, every time I've tried to have a conversation with the Lord, he's always wanting to put his 2 cents in. Every time I've tried to pray, dear friend, he's always got something to say about it. Dear friend, every time I try to do something from the Lord, he's always got something negative and derogative to
to say about it. How you try to witness and tell somebody about Jesus, he's got them an excuse to whisper in their ears. I'm tired of listening to his lies. Dear friend, I'm tired of listening to his. Dear friend, this discouraging statements. Dear friend, this morning I'm glad there's coming a time when the Lord's going to shut the devil up. Amen. Dear friend, let me say number one. Dear friend, the Lord's going to shut him up from his accusing. In Revelation chapter 12, verse number 10, he's called the accuser of our brethren. Amen. And he's going to be cast down. Dear friend, the Bible said day and night that Satan stands. Dear friend, they accuse the people of God this morning. He is the biggest tattletale, dear friend, that ever has been this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'll assure you, he, dear friend, knows everything about us this morning. And he's always appointing and accusing, dear friend, pointing out our faults and our failures. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, but I sure am glad there's coming a time when God's going to shut him up. Dear friend, he's always accusing of heresy. I think about Job this morning. Amen. The Bible said he is walking up and down in the earth. Dear friend, trying to find somebody. Dear friend, the accused of something. Amen. And he said, Job fears you for naught. He said he's got skin for skin. And said, all that a man hath, he'll give for his life. And if you'll take up that hedge and if you'll lay hold of his body, he'll curse you to his your face. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you this morning, the devil's always accusing us, dear friend, of having a false agenda. He's always accusing us, dear friend, they're serving God just for what we can get out of him. Amen. The only reason we go to church is out of obligation. The only reason we sing is because of show. The only reason we preach is for a payday. The only reason we give is to get a pat on the back. The only reason we go to the altar is so folks will recognize us. Amen. How many valleys, how many fires, how many trials have we gone through? Dear friend, because the devil has accused us of not being true unto God. In fact, God said to the devil, you've moved me against Job. Dear friend, without a cause. Dear friend, because the devil is always accusing us of heresy. He's always accusing us of hypocrisy. Amen. Dear friend, he's always telling us we're not saved. Dear friend, in fact, you know, the devil never told me I wasn't saved until I got saved. Amen. I think that's good evidence that I am saved. Dear friend, I'll tell you, he's always telling me I'm not good enough. Amen. And I realize this morning I'm just the dust of the earth. And I realize it all that I do come short and fall short of the glory of God. But I don't need the devil beating me over the head with the Bible. Amen. He'll tell you, you don't belong in the church. He'll tell you, dear friend, this morning that you don't fit in. He'll put undue burdens on you. Dear friend, this morning he'll tell you you're not sincere. He'll try to put a guilt trip on you. He'll point the finger. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I am telling you, friend of mine, whether you preach or sing or testify, sing in the choir, teach Sunday school or just sit on the pew, dear friend, the devil as a roaring lion, dear friend, is seeking whom he may devour, and is always accusing us of being hypocrites. Amen. Dear friend, he's always accusing us of our history. Amen. Dear friend, if there's anybody in my life that continually tries to bring up my past, it is the devil. Amen. Dear friend, telling me, dear friend, of what I've done in the past, reminded me, dear friend, of my sins and my, dear friend, unrighteousness. Amen. And yes, sir, I was filthy. Yes, sir, I was a sinner. Dear friend, this morning, but God cleansed me and God washed me of that sin. And God forgave me of that sin. And he may have cast it in the sea of forgetfulness. And he may not ever bring up my sins again. But that old devil, dear friend, sure tries to remind me of it. Amen. I'm glad he said in Romans chapter 8, who shall lay charge to God's elect? It is, dear friend, God that condemneth this morning. It's Christ that died, and he is risen. And dear friend, I'm glad this morning. And the only one that could hold anything against me is God. And he said, I've forgiven you. Amen. And dear friend, I'll tell you, the devil reminds me how many times I've messed up and what I used to be and where I used to go and what I used to do. Amen. He wants to flap his jaws, dear friend, this morning, but I'm glad there's coming a day when God is going to shut him up. Amen. From all of his accusing this morning. Amen. And then also God's going to shut him up from all of his acclaiming. Amen. You know, every statement the devil makes is a lie this morning. Jesus said he's the father of lies from the beginning until the very end. Amen. There's always three voices I'm trying to cope with. Dear friend, to make. Dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, when I preach or when I testify or the decisions that I make, dear friend, I'm trying to listen to the voice of God. Dear friend, there's always my voice in there wanting to do what I want to do. And there's always the devil, dear friend, wanting me to do what he wants me to do. Dear friend, you have to try the spirits and see if they're the Lord. You have to pray and meditate, dear friend, to hear clearly the voice in God. Dear friend, and when I don't do what the devil wants to do, he'll huff and puff, he'll threaten, he'll try to frighten. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, today he's an angel of light, but he also can be a roaring lion. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, and I'm telling you, I'm glad that God's going to shut him up from all of that acclaiming, dear friend, that he does, the deception that he spews out. Dear friend, the devil is full of snares and devices and traps. Dear friend, this morning, he, dear friend, tried, dear friend, to lure the Lord Jesus Christ into turning the stones to bread and for jumping off the pinnacle and for bowing down and giving him the praise this morning. Dear friend, but I'm glad there's coming today. There'll be no more half painted pictures. There'll be no more half truth. Amen. There'll be no indulging words of despair. There'll be no more enticing this morning. Dear friend, there'll be no more on the spot decisions without praying. Dear friend, no more letting down our guards and no more empty promises. Is. Dear friend, this morning I'm glad all of his deception is going to come to an end. Amen. All of his discouragement is going to come to the end. How many times has the devil jumped up on your shoulders when you got off your knees and told you that God wasn't going to hear that prayer? Amen. How many times has he told you you're hopeless and helpless? Dear friend, this morning. Amen. Dear friend, how many times, preacher, has he told you how you need to pack up and leave, how you're not doing the church no good? Amen. How many times has he told you, singer, dear friend, just stay in your seat. Nobody enjoys what you're listening to anyhow. Nobody enjoys your singing. Dear friend, I'm telling you, how many times, Sunday school teacher, has he told you you ought to resign, let somebody else do it? Ain't nobody getting nothing out of your lessons anyway. I'll tell you, the devil tries to discourage you every step of the way. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I am telling you, if he's not, dear friend, trying to entice you to call for Bathsheba, he's trying to entice you to sit down under the juniper tree and throw up your hands and quit. Amen. Dear friend, he doesn't. Dear friend, this morning, wants you to serve God. Dear friend, he'll tell you there's nothing ahead and there's nothing to look forward to. He'll try to discourage you every step of the way. And then there's the discord. Amen. He'll remind you of what so-and-so done. Dear friend, this morning, and when somebody's talking to somebody else, it'll be the devil that'll tell you they're talking about you. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, he'll whisper in your ear, I wonder why they're mad at you. I wonder why they didn't shake your hand this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the devil, dear friend, knows how to spread discord in the church house this morning. He knows. Our dear friend, how to turn one against the other. Amen. Our dear friend, this morning healed. I tell you this morning, people are doing things out of spite. Our dear friend, I am telling you, he knows what button to push. He knows what string to pull. Our dear friend, he knows how to get your mind off the service. Our dear friend, and off of worshiping God. And he knows how to get it focused on something else. I'm glad the Lord is going to shut him up at one of these days. And then from the destruction. Our dear friend, he hinders folks from salvation. I wonder how many times he's given an excuse. He's talked people out of coming down that aisle. He's talked them into putting it off and waiting for a more convenient season. Amen. He's made light of the saving grace of God. Amen. Our dear friend, I wonder how many times, our dear friend, that he's taught the prodigals, our dear friend, to stay in one more day in the hog pen. Amen. He talked Pharaoh into one more day with the frogs. Our dear friend, and he's talked to many into putting it off one more time, one more service, one more week. And because he knows that time is going to catch up with you this morning. But I'm glad one of these days the Lord's going to shut him up from all of his acclaiming. And then also the Lord's going to shut him up from his accusing, from his acclaiming, and thank God from his crowing. Amen. Our dear friend, I'll tell you, the devil lies. Our dear friend, when you and I fall flat on our face, and dear friend, today if you don't think the devil will kick you while you're down, our dear friend, I'll tell you, he will. Amen. Our dear friend, this morning, he, our dear friend, will come at our most vulnerable times. Our dear friend, and he rejoices and he lies. Our dear friend, every time that you and I fail, amen. Our dear friend, I'll tell you, our dear friend, I think the worst thing about falling is somebody seeing you fall and life while you're falling. Amen. Our dear friend, the Satan rejoices every time a preacher quits. Our dear friend, every time a church splits, every time a marriage ends, every time we fall short of God's glory. Our dear friend, this morning the devil lies at us. Our dear friend, for our inabilities this morning. Amen. Our dear friend, today I realize all of us fall short of the glory of God. Our dear friend, but I don't need somebody reminding me of my failures this morning. Amen. And the devil loves to remind us, our dear friend, this morning that we are failures. Our dear friend, in the sight of God, he laughs and crows at our faith. Amen. He'll tell us it ain't going to work. He'll tell us that it's out beyond our abilities. Amen. And if every time I try to step out and trust God, and if the devil will remind me, and if he'll laugh at me, and if when I try to pray and say, God, I'm going to put it in your hands. Amen. Every time I try to sacrifice and pray, every time I try to seek the face and the mind of God, and if the devil laughs at me, and if as if, brother, I'm on my own, or God will never hear my prayer. He laughs at my feebleness. Amen. When my heart is broken, when my burden is heavy, dear friend, when I feel like I'm a lamb in this world of wolves, dear friend, I'll tell you, the devil laughs at us. Dear friend, at our weakness, when you turn the other cheek, dear friend, when you give your coat and your cloak, dear friend, when you take the loss, dear friend, this morning, when you, dear friend, have to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil will laugh at you, dear friend, this morning, because, dear friend, of what you're doing for Christ. And I sure am glad the Lord's going to shut him up one of these days, that I'll not have to listen to his rhetoric anymore. And then finally, I want to say the Lord's going to shut him up from his accursing. Amen. The Bible said he's full of wickedness and abominations, dear friend, and dear friend, he has spoken, dear friend, through many channels this morning, dear friend, but I want to tell you, dear friend, I realize he's full of blasphemy. I realize he's full of cursing and wickedness, dear friend, but I sure am glad one of these days the Lord's going to shut him up from cursing the Savior. Amen. That's the first one that he's going to curse, is the shepherd. Amen. Dear friend, he, dear friend, this morning railed upon the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Had dear friend, this morning, and had dear friend, he had dear friend there in the Christ. Had dear friend, submission unto death. Had dear friend, I imagine the devil had cursed at him. Had dear friend, this morning when he died. But thank God for when he rose again. Amen. Had dear friend, the devil has accursed the saints. Had dear friend, not only the shepherd, but he'll come after the sheep. Amen. Had dear friend, this morning. Had dear friend, he'll curse at us and tell us we're a bunch of fanatic Bible thumpers. Had dear friend, this morning, he, had dear friend, will accuse us of all sorts of things. Had dear friend, this morning, had dear friend, but I'm glad I'm saved by the grace of God, and I'm glad I'm on my way to heaven. Amen. Had dear friend, the devil, had dear friend, wants to do everything that he can to turn you away from Christ. There are three times that the devil speaks in the Bible. In Genesis chapter 3, he tries to argue the scriptures. Amen. Came to Eve and said, has God really said this? And do you really think that God's going to go through what he's saying? He's always challenging and arguing the scriptures. Dear friend, but I'm glad God gave me a King James Bible and the Holy Ghost this morning. Dear friend, and I'm glad his word is preserved unto every generation. And it doesn't change or alter this morning. And it doesn't matter what the devil says. I've got the word of God. In Job chapter 2, he's attacking the servant. Amen. He's always trying to defeat and discourage those that would serve God this morning. He knows he's been cast out of heaven and his place is found there no more. And so he's turned to the remnant of God, God's people and God's servants this morning. And he wants to do everything that he can to try to make us shame God and us turn our backs on God. In Matthew chapter 4, he's trying to lure the Savior, man, tempting him in the wilderness. And honey, if he tempted the Savior, the Son of God, he's certainly going to tempt us this morning. He's certainly going to try us, but stand fast, dear friend, and keep looking to the Lord this morning. There's coming a day how the Lord's going to shut him up once and for all. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.